Welcome to Parade of Dicks. My name is Lucy Buttons. I am here with my co-producer, John L.
Hello.
And the the third part of our trio, Miss Allegra Spread.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for being back again.
Thanks for having me.
Cut that music, Jay.
There you go.
Faded it out like a
pro. I'm excited. I want to get right into it.
There you go.
Last time you didn't let me talk about my dick disqualifiers.
I'm sorry.
That's really like how this all began, I feel like, to some extent.
That is true.
So the next one on my list that I wanted to talk about was teeth that look like wood, which is a very random thing to put on my list of dick disqualifiers, but I stand by it. When I was looking through Bumble profiles, I would see these people that their teeth, they're kind of square-like, they're a little bit brownish, and they're angled a very specific way. They're almost like sloping teeth. And that was what I don't like. I don't mind crowding. Crowding doesn't bother me. Actually, the spaced out ones bother me a bit more than the crowded ones.
The gap toothy?
Yeah. But, you know, I've dated people that have... My one ex used to describe his own teeth as hillbilly teeth. And I had never once noticed his teeth in all the years I knew him. And then when he said that, I lost my shit. I laughed my ass off so much because it was actually really true. But I'd never seen them because he talked in a way that you wouldn't because he was embarrassed by them.
Right.
They were very spread out and they were discolored.
Lost a Mountain Dew with a child.
Ooh, it kind of grosses me out thinking about it now. But at the time, it really didn't bother me, oddly. But that's the one thing when I would look at profiles, like I just felt like that I couldn't do. And I did have one boyfriend too, who his like second teeth, what are those called? What are those second teeth called?
The incisors?
The incisors were in front, not the pointy ones, not your eye teeth.
The incisors.
The incisors were in front of the front teeth, and that kind of weirded me out.
Crossbitten, yeah.
It was almost vampire-y, but like not in the hot way. So.
Yeah, that's like a, they call that either a snaggle tooth if you're a dick, or crossbite if you are.
So what do you guys feel about teeth?
Well, I actually have a tattoo of teeth on my right arm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. I see them right now.
I got them Halloween last year.
Right bicep? Got
it, my right, yeah, I'm flexing it right now. You can probably hear it tensing.
I forgot you were a tooth expert.
I am a tooth expert because my dad is a dentist. So
hey.
I texted him.
Shout out, Dad.
Shout out, Dad. Dad's bread.
Does Dad listen to Parade of Dicks?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Really?
He would be learning a lot about his daughter.
Oh.
So I got a tattoo of a lateral incisor, a molar, and a canine. And I texted him about it. And he just said, thanks for thinking of me. Teeth are the first thing that I see when I look at a person.
So would
as
you,
an aesthetic.
Would you date someone with crowded teeth, with spaced out teeth, with yellow teeth, brown teeth?
So I would date someone with spaced out teeth, with crowded teeth. I've had a bunch of orthodontics. I'm very blessed in the sense that I was lucky to get a great referral from my dad. He's not an orthodontist. So people ask me, did your dad do your braces? And I'm like, that's a specialty that somebody else has that he referred me to, just like with my oral surgeon, my wisdom teeth, different person again. And my teeth were fucked up, just like his were, just like my mom's still are.
You have a beautiful smile now.
I do, and it's because I paid for it.
Right.
So I don't shame people on the shape of their teeth. The thing that I cannot deal with is poor oral hygiene. So if they look furry all the time, or if they're discolored to a point where it's very noticeable, if it's from past experience, like if you look like you straight up have cracked teeth, it's going to be very distracting for me. Also, smokers with like real obvious smoker's teeth. My dad and I did a lot of experiments. So it's the first thing I see.
Well, okay. So my teeth were also really fucked up as a kid. Mine were super spread out and kind of crooked. And so I had a lot of orthodontics too. Back in the day, I had a night brace, like the one that sticks out at night.
Headgear.
And goes around your head.
She had headgear.
And headgear. And I had this bar that actually spread my jaw out.
You got a beautiful smile now.
Thank you. But I did work for it. And also, oral hygiene was very important in my family, too. So I grew up going to the dentist every 6 months and doing all the things.
Flossing.
Flossing. So I'm so glad you mentioned flossing. I do floss every single day.
Good.
I know not everybody does, but I'm really, really good about it.
I don't even do that. Whoops.
I'm telling Daddy.
Yeah, he already knows.
But so when I was in... middle school, and I would talk to my mom about these boys I had crushes on. That's what she would ask me, is, do they floss? And then as I got older and health insurance became a thing, because not everyone else has health insurance, she would ask me, do they have health insurance? So now when I call her to tell her I'm dating someone new, I'm like, Mom, he flosses and he has health insurance.
That's so cute.
As if those are still the only two requirements or something for my mom.
My dad would only ever ask, how are their teeth?
Oh, that's interesting.
And, like, how is their general health? Yeah.
I mean, your teeth do say a lot about your general health. I don't judge. What did you say? Shame? I don't shame them for their wooden teeth. I'm going to swipe left on that. Mm-hmm. But but the one that I would think shameful thoughts are the ones that are kind of rotting, that you can tell are rotting. Not just discolored, not needing orthodontics, because people sometimes just can't afford that or whatever.
Yeah, of course, it's super fucking expensive.
And it's also like, once you get to a certain point in life, you might not want to.
Sure.
It's also painful as fuck.
Yep. Super painful, and it takes longer as an adult than as a kid.
Exponentially more expensive and exponentially longer.
Mine were like, I think it was 14 when I had my braces. But
I was 12.
Oh, yeah. But so when, you know, when they're like, they're multiple colors and you can see the plaque on their gum line, mm-hmm. and that is just,
Shout out to Invisalign.
And like, Colgate and Glide Floss.
Colgate, shout out Listerine.
Can we get free dental products now?
You could always get free dental products. You just got to fucking ask me.
Oh, she's got the.
I'll get Daddy to pack us a box and send it over to Brooklyn.
Half a world away, we'll send like a shit ton of Colgate.
I know this.
He totally would.
It's not what you meant, but you did just say Daddy to pack a box. I'm just saying.
I'm okay
about your father.
I feel really ill now. Thank you.
You said it. You're welcome. It stuck out to me. You know, that's where my mind goes. Janelle, how do you feel about teeth?
I don't particularly judge any particular facet of a person. However, I am a big face person.
And on teeth.
Exactly. And a smile is probably one of the most important things on a person's face.
Eyes.
So if you have a jacked up mouth, it might be a little tougher for me to appreciate the whole face.
So generally, your only requirement that we've whittled down to, sorry to go back to whittling, is girl.
Girl?
Which I'm trying to get you to change to woman.
Well, that's what I always say.
Well, you know, you say girl.
Okay, woman.
And it's a small thing, but it's not really.
It's a very important moniker.
Yeah.
A strong woman.
Grown-ass
physically,
woman.
Grown-ass. I like grown-ass
woman. Grown-ass
woman.
Okay, I can get along with that.
But I think maybe we need to have one disqualifier for you, which is maybe not someone that has Bell's palsy.
What's Bell's palsy?
Because if he's really important that a smile look, I think everyone's smile looks nice regardless of their teeth situation, but that's when half your face is
Got it. No, but for
because
me...
Because he said that the face is important and the smile, and then you can only get a half smile. You're looking at me terribly.
I'm not going to...
It was a joke, Allegra. It wasn't serious.
If my girl or if my woman...
Or did you not know what Bell's palsy was?
Now I know exactly what that is.
If my...
You can recover from it, though.
That's just me giving shade.
Yeah.
I know.
My girlfriend or future wife suffers a stroke and has half her face. I'm not going to dump her because she can't
smile.
She
still has
straight.
A face. She still can smile.
But what smile doesn't look good, though, then? Because that's the only one where it's like
you
literally
about
can't.
The teeth.
No, so yeah. So the better teeth you have, the more confident you are with your smile. So the worse teeth you have, the more that you might need to really be into your own being to be able to be that confident. But to that point, I've been very, very, very lucky that all of the women that I've had long-term relationships with were very obsessed with their teeth as well. So much so that, you know, my ex forced me to really be up my dental hygiene game. Like, I brush my teeth 2-3 times a day and I thought that was enough. No, she really made sure that I needed to go to the dentist twice or more a year. Even one time when I got my most latest job and I had really good dental insurance, she forced me to do deep cleaning, which was fucking painful.
A scale and clean is important, particularly as a drinker and a smoker.
Yeah, but at that point, I wasn't smoking for a long time. Drinking, I mean, yes, but I brush. But I'm thankful because now I try to floss every day. I forget sometimes, but for the most part, it's...
I feel about trying things.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say like 6-7 times a week, I will be flossing.
I don't believe some. You either do or you don't.
That's true.
Or do not. There when is you try, no try.
Yeah, when you say when
she
you
just
try, it's
Yoda
like
quoted a Star Wars nerd.
See, and I don't even fucking know that shit.
Especially if,
I got you,
if we're recording in the living room today, but if we recorded in my bedroom like we usually do, you would have seen my teeth whitening kit that I have, because that's, you know, that's the next level I want to be.
Road to
like,
sexy.
I mean, just bit by bit, chip away with whatever that you can. So, you know, fix my skin situation a little bit, fix my teeth situation. Try to exercise a little bit, and hopefully in time it'll be like a whole package.
All right, now it became about Jono.
Yeah, okay. Fuck that.
So
shit.
It's never been suggested to me to do the deep scale cleaning. I've never had a dentist. I've seen a bunch
of
different.
A scale and clean you should have at least once a year, apparently. Mm. But I need to talk to Dad about that.
Is it like, not the scrapey one?
Yeah.
Isn't that a normal cleaning?
No, it's this called one, a scale and clean,
yeah, this
but there's
one was,
another one.
They go in between your gums for those plaque that has hardened for years and years.
It's just a little more invasive. It's like getting a microdermabrasion for the inside of your mouth.
A little more invasive because the normal cleaning is now the water one?
Well, no.
I don't even know what y'all are doing
over here.
Invasive
because they go really into the gums. Because you know, the teeth you can reach, but there are certain parts in between the teeth and in between the gums that are, you know, no matter how hard you brush, will never reach.
That's why you go to the dentist.
Exactly.
And you're supposed to clean it. But so now, Allegra, what they do is, and this is why I'm asking, because growing up in Wisconsin, every time I went in, they used that little metal scraper thing.
Yeah.
And they'd scrape all of the teeth in all of the places.
It's called a scale.
They'd floss it. And
it's like a little metal
trays.
Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called
a scale. And they'd get all the stuff, and afterwards you'd feel super clean. And then in the last
they'd
couple of years,
it.
I got health insurance, thanks Obamacare. And
shout out Obamacare.
And I would get cleanings in the city, and I hopped around because my insurance changed a couple of times, and they did this like water cleaning thing, which I fucking hate. It doesn't make my teeth feel as clean. It's kind to me it's like a water pick, which I could fucking do at home. And the last time the place I went, which was suggested by one of my Facebook friends, there was water running down my face to the back of my neck before I was like, do you think you could maybe like stop for 1 second?
They're supposed to use a vacuum at the same time.
They did, but you got to like aim it into the pool of saliva.
I've actually acted as a dental assistant before, and I was mad at sucking with a vacuum.
I'm sure that's not legal.
No, absolutely not. And it was my dad's boss. My dad had to like do some urgent dental work on his boss. So he got his daughter. I was like,
to hold the vacuum.
I was like, hey, can you be DA for me for like an hour or two? I just need to fix this thing. I'm like, I want to get home, Dad. And he's like, it'll take like a second. Come on. And
but then
like,
you knew you didn't want to be a dentist. So
no, I knew before that. But I mean, extracting my neighbor's tooth when I was 8 was pretty fun.
No.
Ugh.
I let him keep it.
Ugh. You see a piece of thread in the door when
no,
I
didn't.
Younger.
I used actual dental tools and I sterilized
fun.
Them after.
That's kind of fun though.
That was my kink at the time. And I hated that kid and I didn't give him any painkillers.
But he needed it pulled out, right? It was like consensual.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Dad was proud.
All right. I feel like that's enough on disgusting teeth.
Yep. What are we talking about next?
Okay, well, I want to thank one of my Facebook friends. He's my friend in real life, too. We hang out when I go to St. Louis. Mark, because he was the one that submitted the pubic hair topic. He wanted to know what I thought. I feel like people that follow me on Facebook should already know that I like a good dick beard, but he did request that topic, and I think we had a lot of fun with it.
True.
So I wanted to thank him for that. But he also asked me a couple of new questions. So the one I wanted to discuss today was, how far would you travel to get laid? Janelle, you go first.
Good question.
Wait. One thing.
Go ahead.
This because he listened to the episode with Lucky Minx.
Ooh.
And this is what gave him the idea because he was like, she sounded so interesting.
She,
her lifestyle.
Was he going to fly to Toronto to see Lucky Minx?
Well, he's like, yeah, I'm interested. I want to, you know, but how am I willing to go to Toronto?
She's a babe.
She's totally a babe. But so it just made him think about it, which then made him ask the question, which is, I think, the fun part about this podcast.
Yeah,
so,
it is actually a good question because time and distance is very important in the relationship. For me, to start with, I actually would want the dating to be fairly convenient, like geographically friendly.
Local.
Local. If they are willing to meet up halfway. Because I usually would want to visit the woman more to make her feel special that I will travel to her. But if they're really, really far, maybe we can meet halfway. Or if they are the ones who like traveling, maybe they can come to me too. However, I'm actually one of those people that am not opposed to semi-long distance relationships if it has been established.
How long, though? How long of a flight are you willing to get on?
3 hours.
A three-hour-long flight?
3 hour flight.
It's really 5 or 6 hours because you got the hour to get to the airport. You got the at least an hour.
It's not a time zone change, though.
Well, for me, it's like the actual distance.
It would be at least 1 hour change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The more you know about timeline.
Yeah.
I mean, just based on like my own personal travels, could be different, I think. But.
Yeah. I mean, because a 3 hour flight, you're still not crossing to the West Coast. And that's not a 3 hour difference.
Right.
So if you're going up and down, for example, Toronto or Florida or St. Louis, somewhere.
Just don't date someone in Florida, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Just
anyway.
Time difference wise. You're still within 1 hour time zone of each other, so you can communicate a little bit more. And with technology, I think it's easier. So, but ideally, if we can be, if you're Brooklyn.
But he's not talking about for a relationship, I don't think, so much.
Yeah, for dating, for just like meeting.
For like occasional.
Or as a hypothetical.
Oh, I think this is a good way that we can gauge it. Like in your online dating apps, what is your radius? Because my radius is 10 miles.
Oh, that's a lot in New York.
10 miles? Jesus Christ.
Really?
That's like Long Philly? Island. Yeah.
Philly. Basically Philly.
Oh, so or New Jersey.
New Jersey for sure.
That's definitely New Jersey if you live in Brooklyn. So I actually had this argument at work one day because I was like, I kept running out of people. Remember that week I kept running out of people?
That's hilarious.
And my colleague was like, well, what's your radius? And I said, 7 miles. And he's like, 7 miles? You just think Mr. Wright's like on top of you? And I was like, 7 miles is Staten Island. That's New Jersey. That's Long Island. Yeah. And I don't have a car. So I'm not going to drive out. Like if the person from Long Island wants to come to me, that's perfectly fine. But I'm not going to get on the Long Island Railroad for 2 hours to go out and see someone I'm dating. I'm not going to go into the city, all the way downtown, get on a ferry, go to Staten Island, get a cab from the ferry to like go date them. And I'm just never going to New Jersey. I mean, if they wanted to meet in the city for the first date or two, I would do that. But I'm not even gonna go home with them because how am I gonna get home in the morning? Like the first spontaneous fuck, you know, I can't have a spontaneous fuck in New Jersey and then have to get back to the city and then to Brooklyn the next morning to get ready for work to go back into the city. That's ridiculous.
I my calculations just involve because I'm in Brooklyn and I work in the city, so I need to consider both areas as me being there a lot.
7 miles would do that.
Oh, okay,
Jersey City is very doable. I lived in Brooklyn. I was dating someone who lived in Jersey City. I was working in Manhattan and in Brooklyn. And from Brooklyn to Jersey City to Manhattan, it was super doable.
It was worth it?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your radius?
I think I had, when I met that person, I had set my radius to 5 miles.
Hmm.
But I think my radius is still set to 5 miles now, and that's pretty wide.
I mean, realistically, though, because I'm in South Slope, Brooklyn, and I'm sorry to the people that don't live in New York and know what the fuck we're talking about, but, like, from South Slope, Brooklyn, I would have to take, like, 3 trains if I wanted to go to Williamsburg or Bushwick or anywhere in Queens. That's not even really that realistic. Yes. It's okay for a couple of dates, and if I really like the person, maybe. But that goes back to the conversation we have all the time about where you have a first date, too, because I'm not going to go to your neighborhood and make it really inconvenient. So then it has to be in between to have that first or second date.
That being said, the first date that we had was in Brooklyn and walking distance from my apartment at the time. I was like, oh yeah, we were at the Bell House. So it really wasn't that far.
That's funny.
Yeah, but we did a weekend at mine, a weekend at theirs, a weekend at mine, a weekend at theirs, and it was totally doable until we both got bored of it.
And it was casual. So it was kind of okay. It's nice to have that vacation sex.
It was cute.
You go there, they take care of you. Vacation sex. Yeah, they're great. Like hosting you. You don't have to do anything or bring
learning
anything.
Learning a new neighborhood, expanding.
Yeah, I didn't really want to learn that neighborhood to date, but.
But it wasn't, it couldn't have got, I mean, if it had gotten really serious, what would you do? Because you couldn't have more than that.
Yeah, it would, one of us would have had to move closer or move to the same.
Yeah, so once I start fucking someone and like it and and like their company, then I want that dick to be available a lot more than just weekend.
It was worth it for 6 months.
Yeah. Well, that could be perfect too if you want casual or like with the poly thing or whatever, because that'll just like, that'll keep you be revved up.
Mm. Yeah.
But give you time to do your own shit.
It was a profitable, regular satisfaction. What I call business dick.
I really thought that 10 miles was small because a lot of the friends that we have at our local bar, when we compare Bumble settings, it's 22, 20. So that's why I was surprised.
That's like the Bronx. You're dating people in the Bronx?
I mean, again, yeah. I'm surprised myself.
I'm at the mansion in Yonkers.
Yeah, so I thought that 10 was kind of short. Now I'm open. Now I'm going to set mine to 7.
But, you know, here's the thing. When I travel, I like to swipe on Bumble. I like to swipe on it and see who's local, see if I can maybe get a date for the weekend, and just have drinks or any of that stuff. But I did, when I was in Boston, I swiped and I matched with people and I was trying to get them to come to the festival.
Oh my God, I remember this.
because you were there. I was trying to get them to come to the festival and I'm like, no, I'm at this burlesque festival. Like, come on down. And they were all so shocked by it. They couldn't, and I never lead with that, but in that case I did. So
we were really bored.
We were really
at one point.
It's cold. It's winter time.
It was like literal blizzard town,
and it was a lot of work, and a lot of less people came this year or whatever, so I just wanted to see if people would come. And then when I was traveling back to New York, some of them were finally responding to my messages.
So fucking frustrating,
so annoying. And they're like, oh yeah, no, there's plenty of local people here, I don't need. And I was like, well, it's New York to Boston, it's really not that far. So I mean at least, especially if they come to the city, I would say it would be worth having drinks. Or there was someone in DC once, I would have drinks when they came up the next time. That doesn't bother me. If it turned into a real thing, that's fine. So
Allegra, folks, yeah.
Yeah, how far would you trap besides the New Jersey thing? I mean, that's not really what started this discussion.
No. So I mean, my past experience has also guided my present choices.
Of course.
The farthest that I have traveled is between, I guess it was probably a 4-hour flight. And I had never met the person before in person. So we had been talking for some time on, I think, MySpace.
How old were you?
I was 19.
19 doing a 4-hour flight for some dick,
yep.
Correct?
Okay. Yeah, for a weekend of dick. Uh-huh. And it was all like organized. I told my parents I was going to be staying with friends. They had no idea I was traveling for the D.
Had you gotten a dick pic?
I know at you that used point, to
send
yeah,
some pictures.
Okay. Probably, yeah.
I feel like if you're going to travel that long, you want to know that it's like going to live up. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we used to like webcam talk to each other and stuff like that. Like we had, it, you know, there was some backstory there. So we had been kind of like online dating before we were actually had met in person. So there was a lot of chemistry there already. And then when I I arrived, I was like, I hadn't organized any alternate accommodation. Oh. So if it didn't work out, I would have been totally fucked in a city that I had also never been to before.
Okay.
Because I went from Brisbane to Melbourne.
Okay.
And it was cold as fuck.
But it did work out.
It did. We had sex all weekend and watched Seinfeld. And then I went home. And then 4 years later, I was back in the city. And he called me up and wanted to catch up and stuff like that, and lied to me about having the same girlfriend that he had broken up with before, like, we had actually started, like, talking and stuff. He had been in a long-term relationship.
The whole time.
Not while we were sort of had been talking, but in between, he had gotten back with her after I went, like, back to Brisbane. He was like, well, that was cute. And then he got back with his girlfriend. So I was like, congratulations, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, back the fuck off because I'm not a homewrecker.
Right.
That's not my style.
Okay, so 4 hours. So yeah. I went back to Wisconsin for a while a couple of years ago. And I was dating like it was a sport because I was bored. There was nothing to do. I had no transportation, in a place where you have to have transportation. And I started dating someone who turned out to be a complete disaster. But somewhere in between me breaking up with them and finding out that they were a complete disaster, I moved back to New York. And he would offer to fly me home to Wisconsin to see him and have a weekend of boning.
How many hours is that?
It's like 2.5, but and he was in Milwaukee, so it was a city that I could get to. And several of my friends were like, "Why the fuck are you doing this?" Because nobody was a fan of him. I obviously hadn't been. I'd broken up with him and moved back to New York City, but it was pretty good sex. So I would fly back. I probably did that 5 or 6 times. For like a long weekend. It was also, to me, it's like, it's a trip. I'm off. It's vacation sex. It was good sex. It was really good sex. That was the guy with the puffy dick that we talked about.
Oh, Captain Puffy Dick.
So this is a quick story that I think I haven't told you guys, but I have flown in somebody once.
Okay.
From Russia?
From LA. This was a friend of mine that I met here.
From Russia, I just thought that.
Took you a second.
That's my next move.
Scared of Coney Island.
Yeah, a year and a half ago, I did have a friend. We kind of had a bit of a crush on each other for quite a bit, but we were both in very involved relationships. And this was a year and a half after my divorce, very lonely, had a little bit of money. She was a little bit available. She wanted to visit New York again because she was from here. So I flew her in. She stayed in for a few days and you know, we had a good long weekend with each other. So,
and then what happened?
Fun happened. Romance.
But did you see her again?
Yeah, we still talk a lot.
Are you still friends? We're friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we're friends. We're good friends.
But you don't go out there and visit.
I've not visited LA only because she's still living with her boyfriend. So
boyfriend.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Yep. It was a good fling. It was a good fling.
Tryst makes it sound like it's not the good kind of naughty, right? I feel like
it's
Tryst
like
is
seedy
like
sounding.
Yeah. Like maybe someone's cheating or lying.
It's debaucherous.
That's a good one. So, I mean, the idea is like, we're talking about how far would you travel, but it's also how much traveling will you let that person do? So I made her fly in half a country away too.
I almost flew half the country to fuck someone else for the first time, but they ended up coming here, which is I like convenient dick. So I'm not going to lie. And even when I was dating someone long distance, it was like, maybe a 2-hour drive. He would drive in Wisconsin. He would drive and he would pick me up and then he would drive me back.
Wow.
So, and
four hours
like a weekend. Yeah.
For Lucy.
Well, you know.
Let's give him a call and see if it was worth it.
No, let's not.
Nope. Absolutely not.
I'm sure it was not because
was not worth it?
Well, now it's not in hindsight. That did not end well. But but it was fun at the time.
Good.
And we all learned some things from it, mainly how to put orders of protection in place.
Oh,
yeah, really not a great situation, but it was fun. And I am willing to travel to a certain extent, especially like the idea of going someplace for like a week to have like a week long fling with someone who maybe you flirted with them sometime and they were in a relationship or you were, and it was kind of one of those, like, I'll just keep their number for later.
And they moved away.
Or you were on vacation or whatever. And then you join up to finally like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Reconnect.
Yeah. With your genitals though.
Fuck.
Intercourse? No.
My brain is very basic.
Lego?
It doesn't matter. But anyway, that could be really fun. So I'm willing to travel even to another country. I'm willing to do that because I like a good adventure. Hmm. I like to say yes to things. And you should have a backup plan if you really need to. But you could always fly back early.
I've learned a lot since that weekend.
Yeah, you can always fly back early. And the thing is, it's kind of fun. It's a little bit living life dangerously. And you know, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, I got really bored and I'm just like making fun of him a lot. And he got really upset. But that was really fun for me. So
you like to shame him.
I didn't shame him. I was just like, I like to be antagonistic sometimes. And I like banter. And he wasn't really bantering back. So it was a little awkward.
You're a brat.
I'm a total brat.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a brat.
I'm a brat, but I'm a boss as well. So it's like, this is the switchy thing. So I'm a bratty bottom. I'm a bratty bottom.
Yeah.
As well as a switchy top.
All right. So hopefully, Mark, that answered that question for you. That was our whole podcast for today. That was pretty fun.
Topic. Quick and dirty.
Thanks, Mark. Keep them coming. We like to talk about all the things.
Shout out, Mark.
Allegra, where can people check you out?
On Twitter, you can find me at Allegra_spread. And on Instagram, you can find me at Allegra Drag.
You can follow me and tweet at me and see my pictures at the handle EL_JONG.
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Lucy Buttons and on Facebook at The Lucy Buttons, where I sometimes post rants that started this whole fucking thing. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.